Scott Dixon, Crash, you had a chance to catch up with him post-race. And again, the guy's been coming in here for so long. My goodness. Just don't count him out, please.
It's been the full 24 years that we've been in existence. Yeah. He's the Iceman cometh. He is amazing in fuel saving.
And here he is joining Crash right now. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios, and right here on MAV TV.
Scott Dixon, now a two-time Grand Prix of Long Beach winner. And Scott, you say that numbers don't really bother you or affect you. You don't really pay attention to numbers. You're now 20 seasons running with a win. You are in that 10-race window of wins with AJ Foyt. How can that not affect you?
Yeah, I guess I don't really think about it too much. You know, obviously, people like yourself bring it up, which, you know, that's all fine and good as well. But, you know, 10 still sounds like a very big number, I think, and especially with the competition that we have in IndyCar right now. But, you know, it's a nice round number. You know, it's getting smaller, which we're heading in the right direction. But yeah, we'll keep focusing. You know, we'll focus on next weekend at Barber and then obviously the Indy runs that we've got coming up here. But, yeah, as I always say, I hope that, you know, when you're done with your career, you can walk away and be happy with the stats you got.
It's incredible to me, though. You've got one Indy 500. Your fan base out there wants more. Is that a number, though, that may kind of itches at you?
I want more, for sure. More 500 wins. You know, it's been a tough one there, you know, but that place owes me nothing. You know, I'm very lucky to, you know, have one win there. A lot of, you know, very good drivers in the past didn't get that opportunity. And, you know, I still remember it to this day that you know that how much it felt and how good it did feel. But yeah, you know, a second, it's kind of weird when you get your first win there. It just the drive to get another is huge. So finishing second there five times, I think, and maybe three or four of those under caution is never much fun. But you know, that's what they dish out.
Is Long Beach a venue that also kind of has that drive? Because two wins here is amazing, but those have been tough to get.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can definitely see one or two that got away. You know, I think the one year with Pagano, which, you know, he drove a fantastic race, but we kind of misjudged that. And then obviously they brought in now where you can't cross the pit exit line. You know, so those things have changed. But, you know, you always remember the ones that kind of got away for sure. And Long Beach it's a tough race. You know, there's sometimes you think in strategy that you're going to be right in it. Even today, you know, with 15 laps to go, I'm like, you know, this seems pretty easy so far. And then you could see them coming and I'm like, okay, this is changing really quickly and, you know, it might be taken away from you. So it, especially now with just IndyCar racing, it's so tough. So it's nice, really nice to get a second one here.
How were you doing that? You were on push to pass just, oh, so lightly. You're feathering the throttle. You're really being ginger on the button. How do you do all that? All the drivers that have come in here have said, nobody knows how Scott Dixon managed this race.
Yeah, it was, it's always about compromise, you know, and
like a marriage.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it is hard. I don't think I've had a race where they were coming so quick and fast, you know, that, you've normally kind of plateaued at this point of the race and the strategy's kind of clear cut. These ones were merging quite quickly and quite early, which I was kind of shocked a little bit about. But Chip came on and was like, just go for it, man. And I'm like, well, you know, we go for it and we don't finish, you know, that kind of sucks even more, you know. And he always says, you know, if you can't finish first, finish second. And I'm like, you know, we really need the points. So it's, you know, it worked out. Obviously, the fuel error was on the safe side, which was fantastic. And like I commented, you know, knowing that we had plenty of fuel, you know, with two or three laps to go, you know, we still drove the in lap, still did a little bit of a burnout and came in, you know, finished in victory lane. So, you know, we had fuel, man. It was good.
It's just great. Arguably, maybe a double up for Chip Ganassi Racing this weekend. Congratulations. But you know what? You stink. You need to go change.
I do. Thank you. I need a shower. Thank you so much.
He did. That champagne was crazy.
Tell it, Scott Dixon.
I mean, I guess champagne smells better than spilled milk, but the drivers would prefer milk on their fire suit over champagne.
Listen, it's like, he's the GOAT.
Yes, he is.
He's the GOAT of IndyCar. And that's like telling Michael Jordan, Michael, you know what? You stink.
I guess I didn't realize. Okay, fine.